8 teachers are retiring from the district, 8 classified staff members are leaving or retiring, and 7 certified teachers or administrators are moving on to new jobs. One person who is both retiring and taking a new job is Superintendent Steve Bradshaw. Board President Lon Garrison offered a personal tribute.
It's been a wonderful opportunity to sit at this board table and work with somebody of your stature and your professional ability. I remember the first day I came on this board and the very first meeting was voting whether or not we were going to go 3A or 4A. And that was a tough meeting. But it wasn't too long after that that I realized that I call me crazy, but I do enjoy doing this work. I think it's some of the best work we can do. And I think you're one of the finest educators I've ever met. So thank you very much.
Bradshaw is retiring in Alaska, but moving to Montana to close out his career in the state where he started over 30 years ago. He's accepted the job of superintendent of Columbia Falls Schools, a district of about 2,000 students near Kalispell. Bradshaw has been superintendent in Sitka for 13 years. For 3 years prior to that, he was principal of the high school. His wife, Sandy, is retiring from her elementary teaching job at Kikushihin and not taking a new job. Steve Bradshaw says, "We flipped a coin and I lost." On a more serious note, Bradshaw said that staff longevity is important to stability in the schools, and he reminded the board that his career in Sitka could have been much shorter.
I thank you because there were times that some of the things that happened, it would have been very easy to fire a superintendent. All seriousness, I look at some of the things, and they are not easy things, and there's no quick, easy answer to some of the problems. But if you get enough good people sitting around the table, most of the time you can get those problems solved, and that's what it takes. And I think that you've got the right people.
Bradshaw applauded the hire of incoming Superintendent Mary Wagner, the promotion of Blatchley Assistant Principal Robin Taylor to Assistant Superintendent, and the rehiring of Karen Macklin as principal of the high school. Referring to the adoption of the Common Core and new state education standards, Bradshaw said it was going to be easy for members of the community to become negative. He told the board that consistency in staff and board would allow the district to function through a hectic 3 or 4 years. And Bradshaw can't really overstate his own longevity. While he's held the top job in Sitka, he told the board that Juneau has had 4 superintendents, Kodiak 3, Mount Edgecombe High School 4, and Ketchikan 2. The city of Sitka has gone through 4 administrators in Bradshaw's tenure, and he's seen 3 commissioners of education. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.